Hello and welcome to Is This Thing On Podcast. So I got my headphones on really loud. Blasted my poor little ears off. Right, how are we, kids? Sorry it's been a while since my last broadcast, but I've just been a bit busy with things, and now I've got a little window of opportunity to record the vocals for this new podcast. Can you hear me? I'm sure you can hear me. Are you going to hear me now? Yes, you can. I'm a bit quiet. I've gone all quiet now. I don't know why that is. Things are happening. I've just recently upgraded all my operating systems and things. I've got this new computer, as some of you may already know. And I've also just put the new iOS on my phone, on my iPhone and my iPad. Yeah, I'm a bit of a Mac buff. It's just kind of worked out like that. And now I've got all these weird noises going off. And I'm sitting here going, what the fuck's that? What's that? What's that noise? What does that noise mean? And things are pinging and tinging all over the place. So, the show this week, lots of fantastic tracks. At last, I've been sent some good music, which is brilliant, because nothing inspires me more to play music to you than receiving some good music. And I've got some killers for you this week. Killer tracks, brand new tracks. I've got a brand new track by Marvin B. Naylor as well, which I'm going to finish the show with. And before that, I've got some tracks by some people. And it's a bit of a kind of laid-back feel today. Although some of the tracks are a bit rocky. It's a bit of a kind of nice, easy, laid-back feel. And I've got an old favourite as well from the past. As well as one of mine. And a little rant that I've kind of had brewing for a while that I'll put in a little bit later on. So let me just sort of like ease you in gently to the show, she said. And this is a track by a band called Fighting Caravans. Of course it is. And this is a lovely little track. This, you're going to like this. This is called Tyrannosaur.
Aroma of your own Hello, I'm a posh bird, and you're listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast.
No effort to keep her. So why can't I touch heaven all the time? Is this not purgatory in a thinly veiled disguise? Ceaseless merging of black and white, home in an explosion, eternal and finite.
Take me for another fool now, don't. You've gone and broken every rule now, don't. You walk away and you think it's cool, well, don't. You didn't have to be that cruel, cause I, strong as I am, the fear of falling, you just couldn't understand. Just another bird, no, don't. You and me, it's just absurd, well, don't. You get no points for coming third, no, don't. Don't you say another word, cause I, strong as I am, the fear of falling, you just couldn't. Thank you.
try to do the best I can. No, don't let you see that I'm the man. No, don't. Wasn't ever in the plan. Strong as I am, fear of falling, you just couldn't understand. Don't wish for things that might come true. Well, don't tell me that you want me to. Well, don't, not till you and him are through. No, don't, 'cause I could really fall for you. And I, strong as I am, the fear of falling, you just couldn't understand. Strong as I am, the fear of falling, you just couldn't understand. Don't.
Hello, my name is Andrew Foster, and you're listening to Nick Tan's Is This On?
Yeah, nearly. Yeah, that was Andrew Foster. I shall play one of his tracks a week after next. Please, can someone remind me of that, please? Yes, you listened to Tyrannosaur there, and that was about, Tyrannosaur was a track, of course, and Fighting Caravans was the name of the band. After that was a band called Lizard Frequency and Bad Seed, Touch Your Bad Seed, Touch Your Bad Seed, Touch Your Bad Seed, followed by Toy Face and a track called Cosmic Love, which was gorgeous. I loved that. And followed by, of course, me and a track called Don't from my album 3 AM, blah, 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 which you can find out about. I've just written a blog post on that, not on that track, on the track 3 AM. What I'm doing is I'm writing a little kind of like, I'm calling it track by track. Track by track, description of how I wrote those songs on the album 3 AM, which you can find out about if you go to my website, nicktan.co.uk. Now, a little rant I was going to have. I've been thinking about it this week. It's kind of been brewing inside me. And fortunately for you, it's not as, I'm not as kind of fervent about it as I was earlier in the week. I listened to this program on Radio 4 last week about making money out of music. If you don't know me, I'm a full-time musician, so I compose music, I perform music, I teach music for a living. So music's quite important to me, as well as doing this podcast and showcasing other people's stuff. What's happened is, over the last few years, there's been a change, a sea change, people like to call it, but it's been a change. What used to happen is, bands used to get signed by labels. I know this has changed a bit, but generally, you get signed by labels, sell lots of records, and then they'd go out on tour to promote those albums. And that's what used to happen. Didn't used to make much money on tours, hardly ever used to make much money on tours, and made money from record sales. Well, there's been a complete shift around. So what's happened is recorded music is now such a cheap commodity that you're kind of giving it away. It's almost like a flyer. You know, people want music for free. People want lots of stuff for free nowadays. Because we're just used to getting stuff for free, which is a bit weird. Which is kind of good. Getting stuff for free is always good. Don't get me wrong, but the problem is, oh no, sorry, not the problem. Let me explain the other part of that. People want music for free, and so as artists, as producers of music, we're under, well, I would say we're under pressure to give stuff away for free, because we are, really. And also, people just won't pay for it. If people ask to pay for music, they're a bit like, oh no, I want it for free. Like 79p or 99p off iTunes, or they'll stream it on Spotify or any of the other streaming platforms. And so what happens to major artists is now the shift has gone round where the music's kind of free, but you make money from tours, which you never used to do. Never used to make money from tours. But I think because people kind of expect to pay for things if they go and see them. Like if you go to the cinema, if you go and see the opera, I don't know, or other performances, you pay for them. Now that's great. So okay, you know, musicians and producers of music are still making money because they're selling them, you know, making money on playing, performing live, okay, which is great. Unfortunately, and it's in this country, I don't know how widespread it is, so let me know if you disagree with this or if it's different from where you live, let me know. There are a few venues that pay for music, but a lot of venues do not pay people to come and play. They won't come and play back. The only people they'll pay is actually people playing covers. So I'm not really talking about people that play covers. That's a completely different side of the business that doesn't really affect me. So what's happened is the venues are saying, well, you've got to come along and you've got to bring people. You've got to bring people to drink beer or to pay for tickets, etc. So we've kind of, the artists have got this thing, they're like, okay, we've got to give music away. All right, we're okay with that. We can understand it. We'll give music away for free. But really, we can't give music away, the recorded music away for free, and also bring an audience to a venue. It's mental. So audiences, so venues, basically, they've got to catch up. They've got to get into this. Now, the intelligent venues, and there are a few intelligent venues that just think, okay, we've got to get people in here to drink our beer. Because beer's quite cheap, and we sell it for quite a lot. And if they're not drinking beer, they're drinking soft drinks, Coke and lemonade and stuff like that. And we make even more of a markup on that. So some venues are just thinking, well, we really need to get people in. And they will pay quality performers to go in and play in their venues. Now, a lot of venues will pay, well, they'll all pay for cover bands. Okay. So I mean, let me just leave cover artists. People play other people's songs. Okay, that's a completely different side. But they want to have a cool venue. They want people to come into their venue. They want people with money to come into their venue and buy their expensive drinks. So what's happening is a lot of venues are closing. Right, we hear about this all the time. A lot of pubs and a lot of venues are closing. There's a lot of wringing of hands and going, oh no, we can't go down the blah 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 anymore. It's their own fault. Seriously, it's their own fault. And a lot of promoters are going, well, you know, bands don't want to bring people anymore. You know why? Because they're giving their fucking music away. They don't want to give everything else away. They don't want to do your job for you. Now, I'm speaking as somebody who performs music and also has acted as a promoter. Now, I've put on shows before and I have always paid the bands. If I've made any money, any spare money, I've paid the bands out of it, okay? Sometimes I haven't made any money. I've just made enough money to cover the cost of hiring the venue, and that then the artists haven't been paid. But then I've been paid, so I don't see why I should pay out of my money. Do you know what I mean? Because it's just not right. That's not good business. I've never said to bands sell tickets. Never said to bands bring an audience. I said I'll do my best to promote the venue and the event, which I have done. And so there's been a few that we haven't made any money out of, but there's been some that we have made good money out of, and everybody's made out of it. So promoters, don't say to me, oh, well, you don't know what it's like. I do know what it's like. What you do, you have to work hard. So this is it. This is the secret. This is the secret for venues and for promoters. Basically, what you do is you promote the night. You promote your event. You promote the night. You promote the venue. So what happens is people will want to come to the venue, not because he's playing, but because you've got a good reputation for putting on good music. Okay? So if people will say, oh, let's go out on Saturday night, where should we go? Or let's go out on Friday night, whatever. They'll go, let's go to Nick's bar, because he always puts on good music, always. He charges a fiver to get in or a tenner to get in, whatever. I always charge £10 to get into my venues, all right? £10 to get in. You want to come and see an event where I am? It'll cost you a tenner. Okay, but you will get a great night. And if you don't get a great night, then come up to me and say, oi, I paid £10 and this was awful. This person was late, they couldn't do this, they couldn't do that, blah, 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 blah. No one's ever done that, okay? No one has ever, ever said to me, this wasn't a very good night, I didn't enjoy myself. You put on an event, you charge good money, you put on a good show. You want to put on rubbish events? Charge £3 to get in. People, if you're going to an event, right, and it's going to cost £3 to get in, you're going to think to yourself, is it going to be any good? Or you go to an event and it costs nothing to get in, what are you going to think to yourself? Are you going to get a quality act? Are you going to get quality people? No, you're not. So this is what people have got to do. They've got to build up their reputation. Promoters and venues have got to build up their reputation for putting on good music and pay the artists accordingly. You put on good artists, they'll come. You've got a little pub around the corner that's quiet on a Thursday night. Let's say, for instance, okay? You put on Joe Bloggs playing these Dire Straits covers and stuff. It's not going to bring people in. You put in someone... You put in Sting. If you said Sting's going to play here at this dodgy little pub on a Thursday night, it will be packed. You'd have to pay him, but you'd make your money back over the bar, wouldn't you? And I know that's an extreme example, but you get my point. Anyway, so that's my rant. If you disagree with me, say something. Write me a letter. I've actually been getting some proper fan mail from people, written out letters. Amazing. Anyway, let's go back to the music. Now, I'm going to give you three great tracks. The first track is by a band called April Maybe May, who sadly are no longer together. So I'm hoping that one day they'll get back together and create some great music. This is a track called Sugar and Mess. After that, there's a track by my new band that I'm playing with called The Horse. And after that is a great track by a band called Laser Lloyd Laser. Anyway, let's start off with this. This is the fantastic Sugar and Mess. Probably one of my favourite tracks I've ever played on the podcast by a band called April Maybe May. You're going to love it. Listen to this.
This just doesn't feel right. This life doesn't feel like mine. I don't see the daylight. Been working from 9 to 9. I need a good rest. Dreams of a wedding day, a boy, the kiss come together. We run away. Oh, look at me now with my unspoken vow.
Just say You're listening to Is This Thing On with Kid Russell. Make sure to get my album. Thanks.
Yeah, the skies turn blue. Free from addiction. signs or clues. Too afraid to open, hiding so much pain. I feel the burning thunder flowing through my veins from the valley below. There's a burning thunder from the valley below. Inside my heart, I'm opening up my heart. You're opening up my brain. I feel the burning thunder.
Mummy?
Yes, dear?
I've been writing some wonderful songs of my own.
Have you, dear?
Yes. And now I want to send them to Nick Tan's fantastic podcast, Is This Thing On? Can I, Mummy? Please, please, please?
Yes, dear.
But, Mummy, how do I send them? How? How? How?
First, make sure that your name is part of the file name of the MP3.
It is, Mummy. It is. I've done that.
Good. Then, just attach no more than two to an email with details of your website, just one website, and send it to isthisthingonpodcast@gmail.com.
Where, Mummy?
isthisthingonpodcast@gmail.com.
Oh, thank you, Mummy. You're the bestest mummy that ever was.
Lovely. Sorry, I've a bit... You know I said about new things? Well, I've also got a new version of Logic, which I'm using at the moment. I love Logic, and I've loved it for many, many, many years. And I'm still getting the hang of it because this is a new version of Logic. And every time I press record to record these little bits, I get a metronome going. Like, how do I stop that? And every time I look at this, I look at the screen and it's just full of stuff. It's all full of stuff. And yeah, I don't know how to stop that. I just might have to live with that. Anyway, you just heard Laser Lloyd. Is it that? I don't know. People put... See, I say put the name of the track and everything on the file name, but people don't. They might have done it on this one. Anyway, that was called Burning Thunder. I hope the track's called... Yeah, that was a track called Burning Thunder. Before that was Got to See Her by The Horse, who you can see playing next week, and I'll tell you about that. And before that was Sugar and Mess. April Moby May. It's gorgeous. It's just a gorgeous track. I love it. I love it. I love it, Matt. Get back together, come to my house and play that track. And I could die. I could die a happy man. Right, now next week in Southampton, if you're around the Southampton area, is a thing called Music in the City. Now, Music in the City is an event that's run every year in Southampton, in the city of Southampton. And there's lots of venues that aren't normally used as venues, and some that are. That are hosting bands, artists, soloists, bands, all kinds of things going on. It's a great event. Now, I started this event, believe it or not. I was part of the pilot project, myself and Jim Chorley, and I think there were some other people. Real Raj might have been one of them. I don't know. I can't remember who else was doing it that year. I will try and find out if anyone cares. Well, I care, so I'll try and find out because I care. And I should be playing there next Saturday. It's all free. We're back at free venues, but this is a good thing. Sometimes it's good to play for free because it's just good. Sometimes it's crap to play for free because you're playing in a crap venue and it's just awful. But I'm playing on a thing called the Shield Hall, which is a ship, a steam ship. So if you're a steam buff and you like steamy things, come and see, and you like me, come and see me 1 o'clock next Saturday, which is the 3rd of October. In Southampton. It's all free. There's music all day in lots of different places. You can go onto the onto the website, the Music in the City website. I will put a link up on my website, which is thisthingonpodcast.com, and you can click on it from there if you're listening online, etc. After we're playing there in at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and I shall also be playing bass with the Horse at the King's Vault. I think it's the King's Vault. Later on in the afternoon, it's going to be great. It's basically a big stone room, massive stone room. Now, every year that I've played it, it's always been hot and sunny. I know, mental. And it's at the same time every year. And yes, we're in the Northern Hemisphere. Yes, it is autumn, but it's always been hot and sunny. So I'm hoping it's going to be the same this year. So come and see me. Now, if you're listening to this for the first time and you're thinking, I quite like the cut of this man's jib and he plays some damn good tunes, then please subscribe to it. All that happens is if you've got iTunes, subscribe to it on podcast thingy, or you can just subscribe on the website. If you go to the website, it's thisthingonpodcast.com. There's a thing on the right-hand side. I think it's the right-hand side. That is subscribe to this blog or website or something. You put your email address in there. And what happens is every time I do a podcast, it will that sort of post gets sent to your email address. And you can either A, delete it, B, unsubscribe. I'm just giving you the worst possible case scenario for me. C, click on the link and listen to it. Oh, hang on a second. My daughter's calling me. Hang on a minute. So, where was I? Oh, yes. You can do all those things that I said. But if you subscribe, and you can subscribe in many ways, you can, if you click on the link, you can listen to the podcast and all that sort of stuff. And you can hear what I do. Now, I used to do podcasts every week. And I used to give them numbers. I'm not even going to give them numbers anymore. I tried doing it with colours, but I found that somebody on Twitter last week told me that I'd already done a magenta. so I'd even got that wrong. So it would just be episodes. No one really cares. I mean, numbers. I've done a few hundred, all right? Don't worry about it. If you want to see some of the old tracks, or no, even listen to some of the old tracks, then go along to the website and have a little look. You can go back to number 15, right the way back. All the way back to 2008. Subscribe and you get it, and you see it, all that sort of stuff. So, let me finish off with my final track now. Earlier on this week, my friend Marvin B. Naylor came over to talk about things. We played a bit of guitar together, which was very pleasant, and he gave me his new recording, a brand new recording that no one's heard yet, and it's called Wandering Star. And I will finish off the show this week. Now, next week, I should be... Hopefully, I'm going to put this up on Facebook and tell the appropriate people, doing a Music in the City special, which will feature music from people playing at the Music in the City festival, and I will have their details, etc., etc., etc. And so subscribe for that. Like the Facebook page if you like. All that sort of stuff. Speak to you next week. This is Wandering Star. This is Marvin B. Naylor. Hope you've enjoyed the show. Thanks a lot. Bye!
Gladly did I live, and gladly did I die, and here I lie, and here I lie. And things I never did, I built a tower upon which I heaped dreams, dreams and schemes. Wealth I asked for not, as long as there was sky above my head and a road below. life. A sudden cry of pain and then it's gone, and all is done. Oh, what is life but a thing death ends, and each day dies with sleep. And oh, what is sleep but melted thoughts the prisoners release, leaving to his peace. Stars have their moments, then they die.
Poshbird, and you have been listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast. Fucking good, wasn't it?